Are you a homeschool parent looking for help teaching certain subjects? Or do you want your student to study the history, languages, and literature of Western civilization? Memoria Press Online Academy has live online classes with master teachers to help you. Their teachers have years of experience teaching, delighting, and moving students literally from all around the world. Your homeschool year doesn't have to be difficult. Visit MemoriaPressAcademy.com or call 877-745-8866.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Everybody has expectations. I mean, you live your life full of expectations. That's where the sense of success or accomplishment or disappointment comes from. Why is it that so many are disappointed with marriage? Why are so many women disappointed with men and marriage? Could it have something to do with the expectations they have been told that they ought to have for both men and marriage? Joining us on this Wednesday afternoon, January the 11th, to talk about women's unrealistic expectations for men in marriage, Suzanne Venker, a married mother of two children in St. Louis. She's been a guest on numerous radio and television programs, including The View, Fox and Friends, and The Laura Ingraham Show. She's author of several books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, a forthcoming book, The Alpha Female's Guide to Men and Marriage, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Women's Top Three Unrealistic Expectations for Men and Marriage. Suzanne, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd.
You begin with a quote from Albert Einstein. What is the quote and how does it apply?
So it says, men marry women with the hope they will never change. Women marry men with the hope that they will change. Invariably, they're both disappointed. Really so funny when you consider the fact that Albert Einstein was born in the 19th century. So that just goes to show you how human nature doesn't change.
And it highlights, as you say, that men and women have very, very different expectations for marriage.
So much more of the focus about marriage and what, you know, people can expect of it is really, let's face it, focused on women. I mean, you just don't read anything about what men should or can expect from wives. It's completely one-sided. And women get walloped with this, with these cultural concepts and ideas about marriage based on, you know, pop culture. And one of the things that I start out to say is that, you know, men might be slower to arrive at the altar, taking their time and deciding, you know, this is it. But then once they do, they kind of turn off the whole concept that they've chosen what they've chosen and it's time to just live life. Whereas women will marry someone that they're not quite sure about, but they are convinced that their love will change them. And I think that's the younger you are, the more likely that is to happen. When you're older, you're a little more, you know, a little wiser, I hope. But it's just very, very common. So that's one aspect of it. It's just the idea that you can change a man through just loving him better or showing him the way, when really you need to choose the man and decide ahead of time, this is who he is, and if he never changes a thing, do you still want to marry him? That's number one. And I don't think that happens with women in general. And then with that particular article, I chose the top three expectations that I think women are that they have of men in marriage that they're taught by the culture. The first one is that their husband should be their soulmate. And the second one is that they should have an equal marriage. And that the third is that marriage will make them happy. And I think all three of those are very destructive, because if you go in it with those, you know, misinformed, ill-informed ideas, you're going to be very disappointed. And so I explain in each one of those why those individual things are not good.
Well, let's talk about them one at a time. The first one, that my husband should be my soulmate, is taught in culture from, you know, online dating sites to Cialis commercials. I mean, it's supposed to be, you're just supposed to be a romance novel, practically kind of thing going on when you find the right guy. What's wrong with this picture?
So what's wrong with this picture is that, you know, there's a big difference between the initial stage of a relationship where all that romance and infatuation period, getting to know one another, is heightened and it goes on, and you, like, they even have done studies to show that your body reacts to that, you know, physiologically, and that you're on kind of a high for X amount of time, upwards of even 2 years. Over time, obviously, that is just not sustainable. I don't care if you marry Brad Pitt, you know, 5, 10, maybe 15 years down the road, you're going to get the reality, the real guy. You're going to learn more about him than you did at the beginning. And you have to be able to like what you've chosen and have the values in place, because ultimately that beginning stage of euphoria is going to wane. So if you know that going in, no matter who you marry, that's going to be the case, then you aren't stuck with this idea of wondering what else is out there, which I think is so common in today's world, particularly because of the, you know, way in which we live today with constant temptations and stuff coming through our screens at all times. That, and then that coupled with, of course, our lax divorce culture. So, you know, women are susceptible to romance much more so than men. That's why they call them rom-coms, and they go watch all this stuff. And then, you know, it just makes it really hard to live in a culture that accentuates that rather than focuses on what marriage really is supposed to be about.
So what you're doing there in that expectation, what the woman may be doing, is kind of brewing the perfect storm. Once the shine comes off the apple, and there's this guy over there who seems to really get me. Wow, you it would be easy to get out of this marriage. It's a recipe for disaster.
It absolutely is. And the same thing is going to happen with that person. That's the whole point. If you know that it's going to happen with, there is no such person for whom that will not wane. You're always going to move into the next phase. So if you know that, that keeps you, I mean, I think it keeps you from being tempted to look in that direction.
We're talking with Suzanne Venker about women's unrealistic expectations for men and marriage. We'll talk about I Will Have an Equal Marriage right after this. Suzanne is a married mother of two children in St. Louis. She's been a guest on numerous TV and radio programs, including The View, Fox and Friends, and The Laura Ingraham Show. And she's author of the book, The Flip Side of Feminism. Issues Etc. is brought to you in part today by Concordia University, Wisconsin. They offer more than 50 online educational options for an associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree. They will waive your application fee when you enter the promo code ISSUES, I-S-S-U-E-S. Just click the Concordia University, Wisconsin online logo at issuesetc.org. When we come back, I Will Have an Equal Marriage, Another False Expectation, with Suzanne Venker.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.
Thank you for helping us make Budget and for more than 4 million downloads of Issues Etc. in 2016. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 9 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support of Issues Etc. live and on demand, and for our 24/7 talk and music stations. We're looking forward to partnering with you in 2017. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about women's unrealistic expectations for men and marriage. Suzanne Venker is our guest. After our conversation with Suzanne wraps up, Holly Shear will join us from The Federalist. She's written something about Ryan Gosling. He gave an acceptance speech at the Golden Globes after the film he was in basically swept that award show. And he had the audacity to thank his wife for making the success possible for him. We're going to talk about the reaction to it. And then Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will be our guest, beginning a series on the conscience today, three pictures of the conscience. I think he has the picture of a courtroom, of a window, and of a baseball home plate umpire. That's coming up in the last half hour of Issues Etc. Suzanne, let's talk a little bit about the second expectation that you say is unrealistic for women regarding men in marriage, and that is, I will have an equal marriage. You're really swimming against the tide by referring to this as a false expectation.
Right, and I opened that up by saying that I was referring to the feminist notion of equality. So I think of, for example, my marriage is perfectly equal when I think about it, but I, to be honest with you, never think about it because that word doesn't come to my mind, because when you get married, I don't think about it in terms of playing tit for tat or needing to live identical lives or doing, you know, for every diaper I change, he changes, although we're light years away from that anymore. But I never went into it with that thought. If you do, you are going to be disappointed, because each person really has to be much more focused on what they're giving than what they're getting in return. And if both people are doing that, you come out ahead. But if you're constantly comparing how much work you're doing with how much work he's doing, you're going to be really disappointed, and you're going to have a lot of conflict. So I think that whole concept that we hear so much about of, you know, focusing on working full-time and splitting household chores and child-rearing right down the line, and that that's going to mean you have a perfect marriage, well, that's ridiculous. You can absolutely split up chores in a more traditional way and still have a perfectly equal marriage. So I reject the idea that traditional marriages aren't equal. I don't even buy that concept.
You're really talking there about the division of labor, and a lot of it does center around child-rearing. The illusion of the children make it hard, because the illusion of the equal marriage can be maintained much easier if there aren't any little ones in the house.
That is true. I mean, there's no question that your marriage is going to go through these phases, and the early years are the most trying as far as when you have young children at home, and that will ease up when they're both in school. So I think it probably people hone in on it too much, I think, on those early years, which of course eventually end and things get a little bit easier. But I just think it's a stupid goal all the way around to even be thinking about equality in terms of your marriage. I mean, you're not going to marry somebody, presumably, who does not respect whatever work you do, and vice versa. So if you have that in place, then the rest is no big deal.
The third one is, marriage will make me happy. But isn't that what marriage is supposed to do?
So, no, that's not what marriage is supposed to do. You know, marriage is, you know, more than anything about children. And the purpose of marriage was never about happiness. And I think that because it's become that sort of interwoven with the, again, the lax divorce culture, and just if you're not happy, move on, it goes back to like the very first thing we said, where you're just never going to, that's never going to work, because you have to take into account life. And if you're not happy in life, in other words, if you were married or not, your happiness is going to ebb and flow. Well, the fact that you're married isn't going to change that fact. So when you are unhappy while being married, that doesn't necessarily mean your marriage is making you unhappy. And I think women really mess those two things up, that if they're not happy for a period of time, longer than a month, let's say, then it must be your marriage. Well, now this could be happening whether you're married or not, because this is life. So let's get at the core of what's really not making you, or what this happiness means to you, and focusing more on what makes you happy instead of expecting that your guy or your marriage is supposed to do that for you, because that's a losing proposition.
So what do you mean when you say, if you divorce a perfectly good man in the hopes of finding another man who will make you happy, you will be disappointed?
A lot of people don't realize that second marriages, at least with children are involved, have a 70% chance of divorce, which is double the first marriage. And then after that, it just gets even more so. In other words, with each marriage, your chances of getting divorced are even greater. And so much of that has to do with, because women who are the primary instigators of divorce take their problems with them when they go. They think they're divorcing the problem, but the problem could very well rest within them. And so they're taking it with them to the next marriage. And that's why those marriages are just as fragile, because they're not facing what the real problem was. They're just assuming that it was just the marriage or the husband that was making them unhappy. So it's just a completely different way of viewing happiness and viewing what marriage is about, and conflating the two.
Finally, all these unrealistic and really harmful expectations that women sometimes carry into marriage or the prospect of marriage, is it possible at this point as deeply ingrained as they are, to unlearn these things?
You know, as a culture, I'd like to think so. And the truth is, I don't know. I know that individually, I know that it's worth trying to make that happen. And obviously, I'm doing that. And certainly, I hear from people all over for whom it is working. And that's very satisfying for me personally. However, from a cultural standpoint, do I think we'll ever flip or get into another place? I don't know. Time will tell. And a lot will depend on what happens with the culture in a larger perspective. So we'll see.
Suzanne Venker is a married mother of two children in St. Louis. She's been a guest on numerous radio and television shows, including The View, Fox and Friends, and The Laura Ingraham Show. She's author of several books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, forthcoming publication, The Alpha Female's Guide to Men and Marriage, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Women's Top Three Unrealistic Expectations for Men and Marriage. You can read it and purchase her books at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Susan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.